Welcome to Strategy Next by J. Helmy & Company, the premier podcast for business leaders and professionals. On Strategy Next, we delve into the latest tactics and strategies driving the future of business through interviews with top industry experts and thought leaders. From growing startups to leading large enterprises, this podcast is a must-listen for executives, managers, and aspiring business leaders. Tune in to stay ahead of the game and elevate your strategic planning.
Welcome to Strategy Next. I'm your host, Kevin Jameau, Associate Partner of Marketing with J. Helmy & Co. Joining me today is Phil Fry, Partner of J. Helmy & Co. in Advanced Analytics and the Principal of J. Helmy & Co. in Chicago. Phil is a highly respected expert in the field of analytics and has a wealth of experience in helping companies build resilient analytics teams. So Phil, let's jump right into it. Can you start by telling us a bit about your background and how you became a partner here?
Yeah, great to be with you this afternoon. I actually started my education at Harvard. I was a math major there at Harvard. And after that, I joined Oracle. I worked for Oracle for a number of years, helping businesses build out their data platforms as data warehouses back at that time, and also building data systems on top of those to help businesses capture the data from their business transactions and store them in the warehouses, and then analyzing the data that they had in the warehouses. At that time, it was all writing SQL queries to pull the data together and to produce the results for the organizations. After a few years at Oracle, I went to Chicago Booth, to get my MBA. My MBA is in econometrics, which is basically using statistical methods with economic data. And so it was a great fit with my math background, as well as the data experience that I had gathered at Oracle. When I got my MBA, then I joined a couple of different consulting firms. I've worked starting with Diamond Technology Partners. Their tagline was consulting at the intersection of business and technology. It was a great way to bring those different worlds together, the data world as well as the business world that I had gotten used to or introduced to through my MBA. And that was a great opportunity. And then did some consulting with a number of other organizations, including Slalom here in the Chicago market. And then a little while ago, I met Joe, and he and I had a great conversation about the possibility of bringing some advanced analytics consulting to the market and helping organizations address the challenges that they're seeing today. And he brought me into the partnership, and we're having a great time bringing this capability to the businesses that we are working with.
All right. Thank you for that. Some seriously impressive background and experience, Phil. So I know, because we spoke before a bit about some of your other experience in building teams. Can we talk a little bit about the importance of building analytics teams in today's business landscape?
Yes, definitely. When I was at Slalom, in fact, I was reflecting on where I wanted to take my career. And I wanted to bring my math and statistics background to bear on the business challenges that I was seeing organizations facing. And at that time, there was beginning to become a practice among some organizations of what was predictive analytics. They were applying some of the same statistical methods that I had studied to their data and using that to identify, you know, key customers, people who were likely to make purchases, or for detecting fraud, other sort of business examples like that. And I wanted to work that into the consulting environment. So while I was there, I gathered some folks from across the consulting organization, those who were experienced with data engineering and ETL in the growing cloud, data cloud space, as well as people who were familiar with BI tools and algorithms. And then some of our business consultants, brought them together and formed an analytics center of excellence within Slalom. And we're looking to bring some of those newer methods to the consulting world. And we had a great team that joined our skills to bring new solutions to our clients.
Wow, seriously awesome. So as far as what it takes to have an analytics team stand the test of time, what makes an analytics team resilient versus one that is not?
We talked at the time, and it's still true. We talked about the analytics team being a three-legged stool. And so when you say stand the test of time, that's what comes to my mind. A stool needs three legs to stand. And those three legs are data focus and analytics focus and business acumen, if you will. So understanding those three areas is very important. And it's important in teams today to be able to bring those different skill areas together, those different capabilities, everything from sort of managing, accessing, wrangling the data, applying analytical methods or statistical methods to find the insights from the data, and then applying those in a business environment that makes sense. We really need to bring those three areas together.
Right, definitely. So as it pertains to staying competitive in today's fast-paced business environment, what are some things you recommend for companies to implement?
Yeah, it's really important for an analytics team to, first of all, stay abreast of the changing landscape in analytics. Capabilities are evolving all the time. So they need to keep current with the methods that are being used. It's also important for the team to have current data. So often an organization will have its own sort of internal data from their transactions, their business systems, whether it's ERP systems or financial systems. They'll have that data, but they also need to, in order to get the best insights, they need to bring in data from external sources often, whether it's a geospatial data, whether it's, it could be a weather data, it could be economic data from the outside. Bringing that data together, both the internal and the external data, helps an organization to glean the insights that they need from their data and to use that to address the changes in the environment. So it's key to be able to respond quickly. You need that sort of external stimulus to inform your decision making.
Right, absolutely. So what I'm hearing is it's really important for companies to stay ahead of the curve as it pertains to new technological capabilities always being developed. Are there any challenges that organizations face that they've sort of always faced as an industry, or is it something that's more changing with the times?
You know, there are a number of areas that businesses have traditionally faced challenges, whether it's growing their market, understanding, you know, sort of customer behavior, again, sort of fraud detection. And yeah, there's always some risks that businesses need to avoid. And they can use these analytical techniques to help them address those challenges in new ways that they might not have been able to do before, simply because the analytics allows an organization to get insights out of the data that they didn't have before.
Right, definitely. So I know you spoke a little bit on data silos. Can you walk me through that as it pertains to modern companies?
Yes. As one of the legs of the stool that I talked about before, data is key to using analytics to draw insights and to inform decisions. And one of the challenges that organizations definitely face, and they always have, is that data ends up in being siloed, being separated into different parts of the organization. And then it becomes challenging, sometimes impossible, to pull the organization's data together and make inferences or draw conclusions from data in different parts of the organization. So one example there would be organizations that maybe have their marketing data that's separate from their sales data, and the marketing data may have some alternative way of identifying customers than what their sales data has. And so then it becomes a real challenge to put the customer journey together in your data and to see not just who did we market to and who bought our products, but the full story of which particular customers that we marketed to, what were their later behaviors, what did they purchase and why. And so getting the data out of those silos where the team can see that the end-to-end flow is very important to informing the analytics results.
Right, definitely. I think that was very insightful. So I want to talk about the role of leadership in developing a culture of resilience with analytics teams. Could you touch more a bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the areas where leadership can really help is by building the team and creating the team with the right, sort of, I'll call it space, in order to function well. So on the building the team side, leadership is ultimately responsible for hiring the right folks into the organization or pulling people that are already in the organization, pulling them together to become this analytics team. And they need to be able to find the right skills, obviously, whether they're hiring people from outside or finding people from inside the organization. They need to bring people with the right skills together. They also need to bring people together who have the right working habits. In particular, an analytics team needs to be very collaborative, and the leadership can set up a team that is collaborative by looking at the, again, sort of the working styles of who they're bringing into the team, not just the technical skills.
Right, absolutely. As far as hiring goes and bringing people onto the team, I know that's one of the biggest bottlenecks in a lot of businesses. How do you go about finding people with that broad range of skills, as you've mentioned?
I think it's very important for a team. I see a lot of organizations that are going out now and looking for very specific individuals that have all of those skills. And the phrase that has become popular is finding a data scientist unicorn, right? Because they're so rare that the one person has the depth of skills that you need in all of those areas. So leadership really needs to understand that it's much better practice to bring those skills together, perhaps in different individuals, but bring those individuals together and create the area, the space where they can collaborate, and to allow them to share their experiences and their skills to build the analytics insights together, and then to share those insights across the organization.
Right. So you're saying instead of focusing on the one individual who has everything, sort of piecing it out and changing the infrastructure around to accommodate those individuals.
That's right.
All right. So as far as that goes, how do you prevent almost a silo of communication in that regard?
Yeah, there are two areas I think of that are very important here. One is internal to the team. So creating an environment where the team can communicate with each other, collaborate on their results. That takes often certain collaboration platforms. You know, whatever your technology stack, there are collaboration platforms and collaboration tools available. And those can help the team to share their results, to sort of monitor the performance of their models, for example, and then use those metrics that they gather to go back into refining their tools or their models. And then there's outside of the team. So communicating across the business is very important. Analytics teams can become their own silo themselves, and it's very important for them to be able to take the insights that they derive and get those insights into the hands of the decision makers who are relying on those insights to make decisions. So, you know, that's the kind of the root of the data-driven decision making, is not necessarily that every decision maker has the data at hand, but they definitely need the insights that come from that data.
Right, definitely, absolutely. So on each team, it sounds like for analytics, you have to have at least one person who is capable of understanding how to analyze the data itself, but also have the capacity to explain what the insights are to leadership. How do you address that situation?
That's actually a bit of a challenge today in the advanced analytics space, because, you know, there are a lot of tools that are becoming more and more popular, more and more present in teams that allow the teams to create visualizations from existing data. And I think that's very important. Many people in the organization are visual learners and do best when the data sets can be visualized. What is often missing is an analytics layer on top of that. And I think that's a challenge right now that, you know, companies are working through. I think it's important, though, in the end, for the analytics team to be able to present those insights visually and often, you know, with a narrative around it, telling a story, if you will, to help inform the decision makers about those insights and to give color to them, to make them more applicable to the business challenge at hand.
Right, absolutely. So it almost sounds like the team analyzing the data has to be good at not just analyzing it for themselves, but analyzing it for the entire company.
Yes, and being able to communicate that. So often when I talk about business acumen being part of the analytics team, often communication skills are part of that business acumen. It's not just sort of understanding how a business works, but it's being able to work within an organization. And that's communication, that's building relationships, that's building information flows across the organization. Those are very important skills to have within the analytics team, as well as being, as we talked about, as well as being, you know, supported by leadership.
Definitely. So I want to go through a few questions here now that we understand a bit more about your background and experience. The first of which being, how do you balance the need for data-driven decision-making with the importance of fostering something less formal like the creative process in an innovative environment within a team?
You know, I think those are both very important skills and they need to be exhibited. Data-driven decision-making can sometimes be seen as very analytical, but the role of creativity is absolutely there. Often what I find helps is that a team uses a more creative process to help identify business cases or use cases where analytics could be helpful, and then applying the analytics to find the insights or, you know, or specific findings that then come out and inform other decisions. So I find they're often used together.
Right. I got you. So you're saying that they're basically used in tandem and they're not mutually exclusive from one another.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So on another question, how do you go about selecting specific tools for analytics based on the company?
You know, it's very important that an organization understands its own maturity in terms of their analytics capability. A lot of organizations look for the least expensive tooling to get started. So they're looking maybe for free platforms as opposed to perhaps more sophisticated platforms that, you know, have licensing fees and support fees with them. I think that's a little bit ironic because the businesses will make a different decision, not in the analytics space, right? Very few organizations think that in order to build a dashboard, they're going to code that dashboard in C. They use tools that make the analysts more productive and efficient and effective in their work. And the same is true for analytics tools. You need to find tools that support the types of analytics that your team is performing and enable their processes and support their processes and don't require a lot of sort of reinventing the wheel.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you another question because we sort of talked about where analytics came from, how you implement it in today's environment. How do you see the role of analytics evolving in the future, and how can companies prepare for those changes?
You know, analytics is progressing faster every day, it seems. New methods, new tools, new processes are coming out all the time. And I think, again, the organization, the business organization, needs to be aware of their maturity and their problem set. A lot of the new advances that are coming out may not be directly applicable to your business and your business's challenges. So you need to consider that carefully. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people are seeing sort of this constant evolution in AI and the direction that it's going, a lot of text analysis, for example. But an organization needs to reflect on whether their challenges are text-based or not, or there are a lot of advances being made in computer vision, but your business may not be facing computer visioning challenges. So it's very important to understand where the analytics is going, but not get swept up into that and make sure that the analytics tools and methods you're using are relevant to your business's challenges.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that the best yield a business can have is to focus not necessarily on where the field of analytics as a whole is going, rather what challenges they're facing as an individual company.
That's right. Absolutely. That concept of the maturity of the organization, the maturity of their processes or their data-driven decision-making skills is important to keep in mind. It goes back to the old consulting crawl, walk, run model, right? And so an organization needs to know where they are on that spectrum and select the tools accordingly.
Right. So just in more general terms on another question, can you share some best practices for running a team of analysts?
I think it's very important in this space to create an environment in which the team can be successful. So that involves some of the things that we've already touched on, including communication and collaboration. So having an environment and a work style and a culture that allows the team to collaborate. It's very important in this space because, as we talked about, right, the skills are often not evenly distributed across the individuals on the team. So they need to rely on each other. They need to work together. So creating that collaborative environment is very important. And I think the other thing is this idea of breaking down the silo, not letting the analytics team become a thing unto itself and making sure that they're insights are communicated to the broader business community in a way that they can be useful to change the business, to address the challenges. Because at the end of the day, no fancy analytics methods are going to help if you can't use those insights to address the business challenges.
Definitely. So how do you actually measure the progress of your team so that you can sort of optimize it?
Great question. I think that builds on what I was just talking about, because many analytics teams get absorbed into the latest and greatest methods for calculating model performance, whether it's, you know, sort of accuracy or predictability or reliability. There are all these statistical ways of measuring the model performance. But at the end of the day, if they're not solving a business problem, what's the value to the organization? So I think it's important that an analytics team be measured on the business results that they enable. So the decisions that are made based on the insights coming out of the analytics team and what results those have on the business. And it can even be at the macro scale, revenue, profitability, risk avoidance, some of those key metrics that all businesses have and manage on a daily basis.
Absolutely. So just wanted to recap before we wrap it up. So what my takeaway is that it's really important to have a good team in place and also having good leadership in place. It almost sounds like the most important problem to solve first is the people problem before the data.
I think that's true. It is often the case that the greatest challenges and the greatest opportunities lie with solving the people problem first.
Right, definitely. All right, thank you so much, Phil. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Phil. We'd like to thank Phil for sharing his valuable insights on building resilient analytics teams. If you would like to work with Phil, you can visit our website, www.jhelmyandco.com. Phil will also be a speaker at the 2023 Advanced Analytics Expo. It is a 2-day event. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more high-level insights to drive growth in your business. Until next time, thank you for listening to Strategy Next, your source for strategic business insights.
That's it for this episode of Strategy Next. We hope you enjoyed our conversation and felt informed and enlightened about the topic discussed. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. You can find us on all major podcast platforms, and if you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, please reach out to us at strategynext@jhelmy.co. Week with another expert guest, ready to share their insights and expertise with you. Until next time, thank you for listening to Strategy Next by J. Helmy & Company. Strategy reinvented.